and he put it to us this way, marking the points with a lean forefinger, as we sat and lazily admired his earnestness over this new paradox, as we thought it, and its fecundity. You must follow me carefully. I shall have to controvert one or two ideas that are almost universally accepted. The geometry, for example, he taught you in school is founded on a misconception.
Liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Is that not a rather large thing to expect us to begin upon? Said Philby, an argumentative person with red hair. I do not mean to ask you to accept anything without reasonable ground for it. You will soon admit, as much as I need from you, you know, of course, that a mathematical line, a line of thickness nil, has no real existence.
Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will indicate that governments long established should not be changed for life and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer,
while
evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.